This is Cheryl here. You're on with Cheryl and Barbara.
How you doing?
Good, good. I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about your film, and if you can just introduce yourself and your film, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. My name is Ed Gastonly, and yeah, it's the film is Small Town Murder Songs, and it's a sort of a small little drama about crime and redemption set in a Mennonite community in southwestern Ontario. Starring Peter Stormare, Jill Hennessy, and Martha Plimpton.
Yes, and I did see it. It's very good. It does have a lot of dealings with different types of films. Could you tell me who, before we get into it, who would be your primary influences, you think, in film?
You know, it's such a hard question. There wasn't anybody that I specifically latched on to. I think you kind of hop from influence to influence. I mean, I think when I first started getting into it, actually one of the biggest influences was actually the editor, Walter Murch. His book that, or the book that Michael Ondaatje did sort of on his, sort of called The Conversations, was a major influence on me, both sort of as an editor and filmmaker. I definitely as an editor, and I think I really sort of being someone who sort of writes, directs, and edits their own work, I mean, I definitely sort of credit that with it being a major sort of creative influence. Also, you know, Steven Soderbergh also was a big sort of influence in terms of approaching sort of non-linear storylines, et cetera. But I don't think that's actually reflective of all of Small Town Murder Songs, though.
Well, you do have a good cast in there, and I saw the movie and did enjoy it. Jill was in it for a short time, which did an excellent job. But Peter was, it's sort of funny when I was thinking back, you know, the movie did have a bit of a Fargo feel to it, and he was one of the bad guys in Fargo. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I mean, keep me in, I'm certainly not going to get up, you know, a bunch of people have kept sort of making a reference towards the Coen brothers, and I'm certainly not going to, I'm not going to turn down the flattery, but, it definitely does have it. I think it's sort of as well because it's set in the kind of landscapes that, you know, No Country for Old Men or Fargo is. I mean, these sort of like rural crime dramas. I mean, the Coen brothers really have sort of, I don't know about branded, but, you know, definitely become known for that, have really made a genre out of that. And, of course, Peter being in a couple of their films certainly brings it, quite quickly to the forefront of people's minds. But I actually like the idea of playing against people's predispositions towards Peter. I mean, he often plays bad guys, whether it's, you know, putting Steve Buscemi in a wood chipper in Fargo or you know, being like a bad guy in like a huge Hollywood blockbuster like Bad Boys 2 or that TV series Prison Break. So I like the idea of actually casting him in a much more sort of like wounded, sympathetic role and of a guy who's very sort of like quiet and restrained as opposed to the sort of, you know, bigger, more verbose characters that he sometimes better known for.
Which I liked in this role because he did have, it was, you know, he has this history that is very violent from what you allude to, but him himself is like a born again and he's living his life properly and things are starting to get to him to make him want to explode. And normally when we watch in films, I'm not ruining him by saying this, they explode and he sort of doesn't really in the way that you'd think.
He's sort of sitting on a time bomb in a way, and he's sort of trying to keep it down, and he's really struggling with that. You know, keeps trying to do what is right, but you know, but it is definitely a struggle. And I think the film is ultimately sort of watching him struggle, and it's, you know, participating in that.
And that's where the enjoyment comes in sometimes watching him, because you just think he's going to go over that precipice, and every time he's just, through whatever reasoning it may be, he sort of brings himself back. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the cast, because you have a pretty good cast in this film, not only just the lead, but some of the off characters. Could you tell me a little bit about how you were able to put together this cast?
Well, I mean, you know, we've always, you know, joked of the motto, if you build it, they will come. you know, I think if you just, you know, if, you know, people were responding to the script and you just, you know, you put your Canadian modesty and politeness aside and you just go after, you know, what you want. And, you know, I sort of started just by hiring, a great casting director in New York. Which is, you know, not always the sort of natural business model in Canada, but I think realistically, if you want to hire, Peter's Swedish, but, actors that like live and work in the States, you kind of have to, you know, go through those kind of channels, and you know, she just started working for us to get people interested in the film. And you know, with Peter, I flew to New York to go meet him, and with Martha Plimpton and Jill Hennessy, you know, I just, you know, again, we just made the offers and wrote each of them like a a letter, and they really responded to what I wrote them, and, you know, it becomes like, you know, the rest is history.
And it was actually good because you actually placed those two against type as well.